Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring non-charting singles from famous Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, Boys to Men, The Velvets, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and Diana Ross. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature non-charting famous Motown artist singles. Right here on Motown Memories.
Now kiss me, baby. Oh, sugar kisses.
Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Song originally made famous by the Five Satins in 1956. That was In the Still of the Night. That was Boys to Men, and that reached number one in the U.S. pop charts from 1992. Before that, the Four Tops with a great song, Ask the Lonely, number 24 from 1965. And we started with a Stevie Wonder great tune. It was released in 1965 but never charted, called Kiss Me Baby. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 45s that didn't chart that were recorded and released by famous Motown artists. Well, coming up, a Motown memory's favorite group, the Velvets, with a song called Lonely, Lonely Girl Am I. Well, by June 1965, original Velvets Bertha and Norma Bobby and Mildred Gill were gone to homes, husbands, and babies. But there was a single at this time to promote. So lead singer Cal Gill recalls at the time that, quote, "We had another request to go on a Dick Clark tour. Motown would not let Dick Clark know that the Velvets had split up. So Cal recruited Annette McMillan and Sandra Tilly to the group for touring, though Cal remembers that Bertha and Mildred also sang on some of the dates at this time. Well, lead singer Cal Gill also recalls at the time that, quote, "Sandy and Annette were put on these recordings because they were being groomed to replace the original Velvets, and it was a good way to break them was to start allowing them into the studio to record the music." Well, Bertha Barbie recalls that, quote, "Well, Lonely Lonely Girl Am I is one of my favorite Velvet songs because of the funky drum beat and the energetic orchestra string section. These violins were jamming. The arrangements bring out the beauty and the true tone quality of Cal's lead voice. All girls can relate to it because all girls have been heartbroken at one time or another. I just love the syncopated rhythm at the end between the lead and the background. The call and response was so cool." Well, here are the Velvets, Lonely Lonely Girl Am I, right here on Motown.
As I sit here in my lonely room, nothing's been the same since you said to me we were all through. Listen to me now, my telephone.
yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at yahoo.com.
Just take two, baby. like a dream come true. Just take two.
Great dynamic duo, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. That was It Takes Two. And they reached number 14 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1967. Before that, The Supremes, Up the Ladder to the Roof, number 10 from 1970. And we started with the Velvettes song, a great song that never charted, from 1965, Lonely, Lonely Girl Am I. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some non-charting 45s from some famous Motown artists. Well, coming up, a song that didn't chart from Junior Walker and the All-Stars from 1964, Satin's Blues. Well, Junior Walker recalled at the time that, quote, "I was just different from everybody else. We had our own thing going. Barry Gordy, he kept it that way." Well, Barry recalled that, "I'd rather he record the way he always played. Leave him alone." Well, Junior Walker was born Audrey DeWalt, although some say that he changed his name from Oscar Mixon, in Arkansas on June 14, 1931, 11 years earlier than his official Motown biography stated. Junior picked up his name on stage in his early teens. "I walked everywhere," he said in his down-home tone, "so they gave me that name, and my stepfather was Walker." Well, Junior Walker had several heroes of the horn. Boots Randolph, Stan Getz, and Charlie Parker were just three. Junior recalls that, "I used to listen to them a lot. I used to sit and practice by him." Well, Junior honed his technique on small venues from South Bend, Indiana to Battle Creek, Michigan. He also recalled that, quote, "I was playing in a little club, screaming like that with the horn. The guitar player told me I shouldn't be doing that. But another guy standing behind me said, 'You keep doing what you're doing. Don't pay that man no attention. You blow that note because there ain't no one else blowing it.'" Well, here is Satin's Blues, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, right here on Motown Man.
Sugar Memories with Tom Fallon.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't stop my crying till that last man's gotten off. Last time I saw him, last time I saw him.
Ross, with The Last Time I Saw Him, that reached number 14 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1974, and we started with Junior Walker and the All-Star of Satin's Blues, recorded and released in 1964. Well, this half hour, we feature some great songs that were non-charting 45s from some famous Motown artists. Well, coming up after the break, some more non-charting 45s from some famous Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.